Buana, There's a Body in the Bath, written by Tony Park and Peter Whitehead, and read by Humphrey Bauer. It had been a good flight, apart from the severe turbulence and crash landing in man-eating lion country. The pilot, Ted Lenton, and Jerry Taylor, the provincial game officer, were in the front two seats of the Oster, a fragile little single-engine relic of the Second World War that had been designed for artillery spotting. As the youngest and least important, I'd been relegated to the rear seat. At the end of the dry season, the hot late afternoon air was rising up off Africa, baking below us. Soon the rains would come, spectacularly violent thunderstorms, heralding a green revolution for the thirsty brown lands below. The bumps got bumpier, and my head was threatening to punch a hole in the roof. I'd flown during the war, and had seen what Mother Nature could do to aircraft far larger and more robust than this one. I reached down and wrenched the seatbelt tighter. All of us had our eyes peeled for likely places where the Kafue River could be crossed easily. I was watching as best as I could, out my tiny side window and between the two men up front. After all, this little diversion from the flight plan had been my idea. Jerry had arranged this weekend jolly that we were on, a mix of business and pleasure at my permanent camp near the Kafue Hook, a bend in the river, to welcome a new member to the Northern Rhodesia Game Department to our province. Ted was giving his services for free, in return for the promise of some fabulous fishing. The charter of the aircraft was another of Jerry's fiddles. The new appointee, together with all the staff and gear we needed for a weekend's fishing, had been sent on ahead by land, leaving Mumbwa early in the morning for the 120-plus kilometer journey to the camp. Our original flight plan called for us to leave Mumbwa airstrip just after lunch and fly directly up to my camp at Myokwiokwi, close to the pontoon crossing at the Hook. I was 34 years old by this time, the game ranger in charge of the central section of the Kafue National Park in northern Rhodesia, which would some years later become Zambia. It was during our lunch that I proposed we revise our flight plan, unofficially, in order to look for a suitable site to put a pontoon in to cross the Kafue River between my central section of the park and the northern section, under the control of my opposite number, Barry Shenton. At that time, a meeting between Barry and myself entailed an arduous overland journey in the order of some 300 kilometres, whether we attempted the Mumbwa to Mankoya road route or the northerly one from Mumbwa to Kasempa. Both entailed long sections of bush bashing. If we could find a suitable site for a pontoon crossing, we could cut at least 200 kilometres off the journey. I spread out the map and showed them my revised flight path. "Let's head a few points west of north and cut the river here." I pointed to a point about 30 kilometres upstream of the area I considered most likely to afford a crossing. "Then, let's fly as slowly as we can downstream and have a look at any possible sites. We should still get to Myokwiokwi around 4:30 or 5 p.m. Plenty of time for a quick hook or two in the water."